Hey everybody, it's Brad Gilmore. Before we start the show today, I just have to stop and thank you. Yes, that's right. Thank you, the listeners, for telling somebody about this show, for telling a friend, a loved one, a coworker, family member, cousin, significant, I don't care. Well, thank you, all right, for lending us your ears each and every single week. It's people like you. Yes. People like you listening right now on your iPod, on iTunes, podcast, app, in your car, in school, at work when you should be doing things. It's people like you that keep this show going and have kept this show going for almost 3 years now. So I wanted to take this time to personally thank you because you telling somebody brings more people aware of this product. You going on bradgilmore.podbean.com and donating to our PayPal keeps this show going so you can have this audio entertainment every Monday for free. I just wanted to take the time on behalf of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We thank you for listening. Continue to tell people about it. Continue to talk about it on social media. And use that hashtag BG Show because it is how we keep this thing going for you, for the world, for me, for us. We're in this together. For us, and most importantly, for free. So with that being said, I want y'all now to enjoy the show.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
I don't know what that was.
What was that, Motai?
I'm meditating.
You were meditating. On the mic?
Yes, it's 8 in the morning. I do this every morning.
Yeah, it is 8 in the morning, and welcome to the kidding. Fake Monday mornings. Here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, the 50th edition of the On Demand podcast today.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for all of you who stuck with us throughout all the interviews, throughout all the stations, all the audio difficulties that we've gone through, learning how to do it on our own. We appreciate it. And you know what else is appreciated today?
What?
Motai and Monty are in the building today.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Monty making...
Did you miss us last week?
I miss Monty. I'll be honest.
Fuck you, Brad. You know what? You're not gonna mix.
It was good though, man. We had Tim Woods and 2011 on last week's show. So Motai, you were still technically on the show.
I was.
You were technically on the show. So really, Monty has been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's good
two
to have
weeks?
You back.
Dang.
I miss you guys so much.
I know. I saw you Monday, and
so
you were
happy to be
you
here.
You were so happy to see me.
I almost didn't recognize you Monday. It's been
really
long.
I was like, why?
Monday was a good night. House at the Debonair Lounge.
Yeah, sure. Very nice.
It was very, very cool. We had the second ever Debonair Lounge showcase. I had a really nice set of Reality of Wrestling tapings. I actually had to go pick up our special guest for the week, which was Scott Steiner, right? Yep. Also known as Big Papa Pump, also known as the Big Bad Booty Daddy, right?
Booty Daddy.
Yes. Okay. And I went to go pick him up at the airport, George Bush Intercontinental.
Is that why you asked me about that?
That is why I called you, okay. Saying what's the quickest way to go, and so I'm heading there, what have you.
I live over there.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Since when?
I just moved over there.
How long
Where'd
ago?
Did you live before?
Wait, hold on. How long ago?
I lived over there. I just moved over there like 2 weeks ago.
What is wrong with you? Why are you so giggly?
Because you're up to something, Brad.
I'm not up to anything. Anyway. So I'm going to the airport. I'm going to pick up Scott Steiner. I'm at Terminal A. He's flying in from Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there. I'm at the top of the line.
Terminal A.
There's, I believe, 5 terminals. What are you looking at me crazy for?
Because when I fly to Atlanta, I take C.
Okay, but he flew into Terminal A.
Nah.
Well, it depends on the airline, not where you're going.
Delta.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
He flew Delta.
I don't fly Delta.
Well, see, that's why. All right. So anyway, I'm waiting to pick him up, and finally Scott Steiner, this big mountain of a man, walks out of the doors, and he, you know, he's looking around like, who's picking me up? You know, I say, hey, you know, like, hey, it's me.
Who's this white kid?
Who's this kid? No, I mean, he's a big guy.
Who's this little white kid?
And anyway, so I walk up. I'm like, hey, Mr. Steiner, you know, I'm Brad Gilmore. I'm here to pick
you
up.
Did you have to look up to him?
No, I'm actually, I think, taller than he is, but he's just big. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Or he might be like an inch or two taller. But anyway, so I'm as I'm walking him back to the truck, Clifford, the big red truck, I hear, Gilmore! Gilmore! Someone yelling at my name, and I'm like,
who the hell?
Who am I running to at the airport? Gilmore! Gilmore! And they like, keep yelling at me louder. I'm like, who is this? And I'm looking, you know, I'm scanning around. I can't find anybody. I'm like, who would know me at an airport? I know I'm a celebrity, but I didn't know I was that big of one. So, Gilmore, Gilmore! And I finally look around, and I see a car, and I look in it, rolls the window further down, and it was one Brian Angel of Day 26.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, Brian. So we chatted as, like, Scott Steiner's loading his bags into my truck. And I had a moment to where everyone was looking at me like, who is this guy? Why does he know Brian Angel and Scott Steiner?
Yeah.
And
right.
Why are they together? Why is this trifecta triangle of people together right now?
That's crazy.
It was an interesting thing. But Scott Steiner was a cool guy. We talked about wrestling and his career. And then we went to the Cracker Barrel, had some lunch.
Nice.
We chatted
like
a little
Cracker
bit.
Barrel.
You know, I don't
Cracker
think I've ever
barrel.
Been before
I like Cracker
then.
Barrel when it's not on holiday.
I've only been once. Huh? I've only been one time.
You've been once, but you like it?
I do, because the breakfast was awesome.
Food's good, but if you go on a holiday, people are rushing, or they're rushing to get everything cooked
and stuff. Oh, gosh, yeah. So, yeah. I think that's any restaurant, though.
That's true.
But it was fun. I had a good time, and the tapings went off great. I believe this Saturday you'll see match 6, Ryan Davidson, Mysterious Q. So had to do that little quick plug in. Had to do that quick plug in right there. But anyway, oh, look at DJ Mota. Saucy.
Yeah. Thank you, Monty.
Monty's actually editing pictures while we're actually live on air.
Yeah, multitask.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. But we're about to actually how was everyone else's week, actually, Monty? You had a good week?
Yeah, I've had a great week. I just have some secretive things coming up that I can't discuss.
What?
You can't discuss on air. You can't discuss with us.
Monty,
no, I can't discuss on air.
That means she's either pregnant
you went there.
Or getting married.
No, neither.
Or that
neither?
Other thing. Or the
it
other
has
thing.
To do with my music.
Oh,
thank you.
That other thing.
Other thing.
You remember we talked?
Yeah.
What's the other thing?
Me and
don't
Motai.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know.
You
what
know.
The hell is the other thing?
Monty, you know. You know what Motai's. Monty, you know what Motai's.
Naughty Monty knows.
here we go. Here we go. No, actually, Naughty Monty doesn't know. Naughty Monty.
Naughty Monty knows. Anyway, our guest today is the beautiful Vari V, is coming to talk about Girl Power Pandemonium.
And the power.
The second annual Girl Power Pandemonium, which is very pandemonium-y.
And it has a lot of great people on there.
A lot of females. Screw all that. A lot of attractive women on this bill, Motai. You got Vart V. You got Sabrina Antoinette. Miss Mikey will be there. Kai Meyer will be there. Ashley Imani's performing.
Yes, I am.
So many people are performing at this show. Just Brittany, Sabrina Antoinette, Vari V. And it's just going to be great. Me and Motai helped out a lot on the last Girl Power Pandemonium. Remember that, Motai?
Yes, sir, I do.
I got lipstick on this mic. Sorry.
Did you put your lips too close to the tip?
They're big, you know. It's just...
What's big?
My lips are big.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Naughty Monty!
I always set myself up.
So yep. With that being said, on that note, let's put the tips to the lips on DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show. And then we'll be back with some news
play
and then our interview
music,
with Vari V.
Asian boy.
That's right, Monty.
And fried DJ.
Are you ready, Motai? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Zilla, nigga. Repeat. Hey. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. But your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he a dog. But your bitch
You niggas really hate my flow. Oh, cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bra, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fam, H-Town, them my niggas. Hit Bun B, hate sing it, then you not Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on their gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up stunt, make a bitch of them. Might even snatch one of them chick gum. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look flying that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hating, and I don't want no parts in that. You see this bitch's vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really love it getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really love it getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone.
Finds no pro LAD.
But your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for?
You crazy for this shit, man.
Oh, hey. But your bitch love it.
Man, why you stunt, man? I think you bro. But your bitch love it. That toe bar always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you could probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your whole life. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in cage. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them hot and fuck them crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the deep. So you know a nigga had the feet. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Hey, cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up, bro. But I bet you didn't know that either.
He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it.
You know, this feel like that 92 Dream Team shit. Sometimes you just gotta ball, nigga. Leg
up. All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Okay, my attitude like Barkley, they fucking with me hardly. Push start, no car keys. That pussy, she reward me. I'm a young nigga with a lot of game. I got the brain and forgot her name. I'm getting money, no time for dames. I look good in these such frames. Goddamn, I'm so cool. Yo, girl, it's old news. Got ran through by my old crew. Fall back, nigga, let that hoe choose. Back to back, Chicago. She going live in that grotto. No clob, but a nigga finna glide though. And that all white Mercy Lagos. Now I ain't drunk. I'm just getting done. She ain't bout that life, then I send her home. Faded off that OG, I'm like MJ when I hit that strong. On that bullshit, tell that bitch to go.
All up in my face, yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just coolin' with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I pop so hard, they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Man, my chain go, my watch go. Cheese on me, that's nachos. They mad, why? Cause I got dough. Threw a stack and she dropped low. 16 with that Glock code. Don't make my niggas lock load and shoot the shit. I'm too legit. You ain't never ever met a nigga cool as this, man. I'm sneezing hard at my Jordan 6s. Yo, broke ass, can't afford them bitches. I ignore them niggas, nigga, I'm the shit. So I'm by my paper like toilet tissue. They try to say that I'm acting funny. Walked in with a stack of money. I snatch a woman and smash a woman and bash a woman like Magic Johnson. Put them all to shame, nigga. I don't even call the same. I belong in the Hall of Fame. And I'm so official I could call a game. Dimes off, you dropping. You could call me Stockton. It's just me and my posse. And your girlfriend keep flocking.
She all up in my face. Yeah, them hoes know that I'm clean, clean. From the city where you got a double cup with that lean, lean. Nigga, I'm just cooling with my J's on and my bling, bling. Boy, I ball so hard they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard they call this 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. 1992 Dream Team. Boy, I ball so hard they call this 1992 Dream Team.
Talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing, so if you ain't talking about fucking holding, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. Bump, 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 bitch, quit bump. Bump, bump,
yes, I
bump,
don't bump,
love, bitch, quit bump. My phone with that bullshit. For that until you women calling, I ain't got time to chat. So I'ma pick and roll if I can't get behind the bag. I jump in the booth and I ride the track like I'm a 6'4", nigga. Better get your hoe, nigga. I fall in the pussy, never fall in love, but when I smash, I got a pass. Give and go, nigga. I done been across the globe. See men turn to hoes. Oh, you want a verse for free? Nigga, please get the fuck up off my phone. Trill talk, my mind on a million. I'ma grind till I get it. Never been a type that need a cosign from a nigga. Cause even in the dark, I'm gon' shine on a nigga. If it ain't about door, I go grind on a nigga. I'd rather be real, don't lie to a nigga. No money, no time for a nigga. I'd rather be at home with a blunt and a bubble bath with a bad bitch pouring wine on a nigga. And June, you a motherfucking genius. I put it on my mama that this shit bumping. And if somebody keep calling your phone and they talking about nothing, when you pick up, tell them bitch, quit bump. Look, I don't mean to be blunt, but if you ain't talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing. So if you ain't talking about fucking holding, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. This bitch like a pair of jeans, giving no slack in this bitch. And bumping ain't gon' lead to nothing but me stomping on your face like you was a dope man in this bitch. I'm in the club with a dro sack and a bib. Bottle in my hand, hoes ask for a sip, so I ask for a kiss on my dick. If she say no, you might see a hoe get slapped in this bitch. No time for skeezers, better find your visa, cause I'm quick to tell a bobby hoe, bye Felicia. No fucking, and I'm sorry, it was nice to meet you, but I'm just trying to cut something like a slice of pizza. I leave these hoes single just like Latifah, and have boys thinking that my phone broke, cause I don't find nothing funny about a man with no money. And most of y'all calling with the wrong jokes. See, bullshit is getting fly. If it ain't by dough and get denied, you can have the flu with the chicken pox and still wouldn't have a flow as sick as mine. Trill talk. And when I'm on the scene, you would think a nigga brought a trampoline away. I get shit jumping. And if somebody keep calling your phone and they talking about nothing, when you pick up, tell them bitch, quit bump. Look, I don't mean to be blunt, but if you ain't talking about money, nigga, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. And I don't really be cuffing this one. So if you ain't talking about fucking holding, you ain't talking about nothing, bitch, quit bump. Bump. They say I rap about money, smoking weed, and getting hair like
that's all I do.
But since a youngin' blowin' blunts, fucking big booty bitches, that's all I knew.
That's all I do.
And when I buy a box of Rolos at noon, and them hoes be gone by two.
Hold up.
You
baby, and I'm proud to be. Blow at least a quarter pint a week, cause if I go all day without smoking, son, I fuck around and lose my mind till I find a sweet. I got some homeboys that's fresh off lot, they gotta smoke legal weed, they can't smoke with me. But always trying to get me to smoke with them, but they'll never get me to smoke potpourri. I know everybody got one broke ass friend, and never got weed, but always trying to smoke for free. And favorite four words is, let me hit that, but wouldn't even put a dollar on a Nick set. I'm quick to tell a roaching ass nigga, get back. I wouldn't break you off if I had a Kit Kat. You ain't got your own, you need to fix that, but I'ma smoke mine till a nigga need a quick nap. Burnt this dro, got a nigga feeling hungry as fuck.
I'm hungry as fuck.
So I'ma eat enough food for a week, and when I'm done, I'ma roll me a blunt.
I'ma roll me a blunt.
Just did a verse for a rack, bought a deuce, now a nigga finna pull me a cup. And you ain't gotta ask, about 30 minutes later, nigga know we was stuck. Gotta seen a lot of weed, still ain't show me another. Make a nigga say, damn, homie, that's too much. I wake up at 11, hit my nigga Jay Black, and by noon, we done already matched two blunts. Four cigarellos, that's $2, and a 3.5 just to fill them hoes up. Then I call me a slut, but I ain't fuck her. The bitch had a pair of fake tillies and a silicone butt. Even when it's no smoking, I still roll up and dump Cigarello guts on the goddamn floor. And when they call the laws, put the weed in my boss, cause I know there's one place that a cop won't go. My first mixtape smoked a whole lot of Reggie, but that's the Blue Magic, got a lot more dope. And I smoke nothing but the best, so you ain't gotta press it this way if you ain't smoking no dro.
And now the news with Ashley Imani.
Yeah, so I don't have too much for us today, but I thought that this was really interesting.
Let's hear it. You know what I think is interesting? The whole little get-up you got going on right now.
Yeah, it's very
I'm Imani Spice today.
Imani Spice. It's a new Spice.
I'm Imani Spice.
What is Spice Imani?
She's got Spicy Imani.
Spicy
Imani. I like that name. Let's stick to that name instead of Naughty Imani. Okay.
Like Naughty, no, Naughty Imani rhymes better.
Both.
Okay.
Spicy Imani definitely sounds like a some type of sushi roll, though.
It does.
Can I have the edamame?
Spicy body.
Would you like egg roll?
Spicy
want egg roll? Big Daddy want egg roll?
Egg roll, soy sauce.
Okay, y'all back to racist. My news. Okay, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, let's
what
hear
are
it.
You?
So there was a woman who actually attacked a pit bull.
What?
Yeah, she bit his ear off, apparently.
She bit his ear off?
Mike Tyson ain't got nothing on her.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so... She was dog sitting a friend's usual friendly dog, but once the dog sniffed her daughter, she apparently smelled like their dog, their own dog.
Oh.
And
so she got a little frisky.
She got a little frisky.
Uh-oh.
So the dog didn't like that, and that's where it got ugly. And so when the dog attacked her daughter, she then bit the dog's ear off, punched it in the mouth a couple times, and somehow during the fight, she managed to call the cops.
Whoa! This is, are you sure this isn't Superwoman who did this? So she bit a dog's ear.
Are you sure
off.
This shouldn't be on Real or Fake?
Right.
No, this really happened. This really happened. They have pictures and everything. This really happened.
That's crazy.
Actually, in Texas, so we got heroic people out here.
That makes sense.
Oh, really?
Here, you know, if there are some California sissies, then I could understand it. But
not too much.
H-Town, TA.
You don't understand. The gangsters came from California, okay? You guys copied off of us.
Oh, excuse you.
Okay.
You ever heard the Wild Wild West? We invented that, all right? I know y'all had some stuff out there in CA.
You guys might be out further for that west, but this is Texas.
This is Texas.
All right.
If you are from Texas.
So anyway, she managed to call the cops, and the police officer came, shot the dog, didn't kill the dog, but then... Of course, later that night, had to put the dog to sleep. So, shout out to that family.
Shout out to the family.
Shout out to the family. Not shout out to the dog. So she was really Mike Tyson. She bit the ear, then boom, right cross, left hook, right, hit him with a little jab, and then the schnauz. I mean,
then
his nose.
Whipped out that cellular device.
Whipped out that telephone. It was like, hey, hit yo, I'm kicking a dog's ass right now. Can you come? Like,
I need backup.
I need backup, right? Like, what is going on with this one? That's how we do it in Texas, though. All right. Watch your pit bulls, biatch.
I believe you. That's why I'm here. So, next thing, Future came out with a new album. I love that song, Brad. I so was about to get into that song.
I want me a trophy.
Okay, so it dropped on the 22nd.
Yes.
Yeah, and it had 12 songs, mm-hmm. and the deluxe edition has 18.
Look at that.
He really has some nice features on this album.
I know Kanye was on there.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Kanye. We also had Andre 3000. That song's pretty dope.
I haven't listened to that one.
He also has Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Drake, and Young Scooter. Then we can't forget about Pharrell, Pusha T, and Casino.
Jeez.
Who appear to be on the current single, Move That Dope.
Young and Move That Dope.
And
you know what?
That dope.
And then the one that I really liked, the one that stuck out to me was I Won, the one you were just singing about Kanye West. Because I think that it would make any woman feel like she's a trophy wife or, you know, as she should.
But do women want to be trophy wives?
Not necessarily. I'm meaning in the aspect that he was singing the song. He was kind of like putting it in the sense of...
Excuse the mad drummer next door, but keep going.
I know. He was kind of like... saying it in a sense of, you know, I treat you like a champion, you know, type of thing.
Trophy wife.
No.
That's a negative connotation. One
time, but the song's not negative.
You listen to it, want me a trophy.
I would never want to be a trophy wife, funny. But in the sense of what he was saying, yeah. Because if you listen to the song, he was not saying it in a sense of, oh, yeah, I'm just going to show my girl off. It was more like, oh, I treat you like a champion. You're my girl. You know what I'm saying? That's like Kanye got in there, and he was talking about...
That's what he wants.
Kardashian. How do you know what he wants me to think? How do you know that that's not what he really, really was
thinking? I think.
Because.
Let's break this down real quick. Future has just impregnated and is dating and marrying
Sierra.
All right. Good choice, Future. Hats off to you, brother. All right. And then we got Kanye West.
Kim
just
Kardashian.
Impregnated and is marrying Kim Kardashian. No, Motai? You made a face at Kim Kardashian. No dice?
I wouldn't marry her.
You wouldn't marry her?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe for the money, but no.
You don't think she's hot?
She's hot, but not.
She's a build-a, what I call a build-a.
Build-a
what?
A build-a bee.
A build-a bear?
A build-a bee.
Build-a bitch?
Bitch. No. That's what I call these girls sometimes. I mean, more power to them, but. She went and got a bigger ass. Like, why?
She did? Yeah. Should we know this for sure?
I know this.
Motai, that's got all you written on it.
Pictures and then
look back at it.
We all could be build the bitches and be winning. I mean, that's the easy way out.
An ass can be big, but it's got to look nice.
What?
And it got to be real.
So let me ask you this. Oh, so you don't like, do you like a fake butt, Motai?
I don't think I do.
Do you know this for certain?
I don't. That's why I said I don't think I do.
I mean. Okay, let me ask you this then. Out of the two butts that we're talking about, we're comparing Kim Kardashian's
Kim Kardashian's ass,
and Sierra's.
Sierra doesn't really have ass. You can't use her.
Huh?
You can't use her.
Okay, everybody has an ass. So I'm saying out of the two. Out of the
she doesn't
two,
have a
she
big
like.
Ass, though, so you can't
Doesn't always
use
have
her.
To be big. Doesn't always have to be big.
But we're talking about a natural big booty or a fake big booty.
We're not talking about big booty. We're talking about booty.
Okay, fine.
So, I mean, you can like a smaller ass if it's in tone and it's shaped and it still feels nice.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which one do you like more? Do you like Sierra ass? We've seen the ride video a million times. I know we both have. I broke my space bar on my laptop because I watched it so many times. So I'm asking you.
And like, I probably gotta watch it again.
And like the Q-W-E-R-T-Y, they're all a little stuck. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm saying like, which one do you like better? Do you like Sierra? You got to pick right now. You got to marry one of them, and you got to live with that ass forever. Sierra is who he chooses. Who do you choose, Money?
Sierra.
You like Sierra more?
Hell yeah.
I feel like y'all kind of have like a similar look.
I think Kim is really beautiful, but You think me and Sierra have a similar look?
Yeah.
I'll take that. Nice compliment. Even though I get Kerry Washington a lot more.
Yeah, I do get, I see Kerry, a little Kerry in you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You sound kind of like Kerry.
Everyone says I talk like her, but Sierra's really dope. I like Sierra more.
All right,
she has more to offer.
So who won? Who won the actual trophy? Are we talking Kanye or Future?
Sierra. Let me tell you why. Because she has talent. She could teach your kids stuff. Yeah. She can, you know what I mean? I mean, Kim, she's
like,
really.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't even see her disciplining her child. Well, I just feel her like, oh, really whatever you want, whatever. Babe.
All right, whatever. What else you got?
All right, so now we need to go on to Real
or Fake. I choose Sierra too. But let's go.
Real or Fake.
All right, what you got for Real or Fake?
All right, so word on the street.
I'm a suspect. Yeah. Hanging with the killers in the project. Yeah.
Well, first of all the leaners and codeiners are going to be pretty upset about this one.
Uh-oh.
If it's true. So apparently the doctors are no longer prescribing promethazine with codeine.
Oh.
I was reading on that.
Yeah, but then there's some researchers that believe that it's a hoax and that it may just be in a certain area. It may not be a national situation. But the masters of syrup will not be happy campers if so. So we need to find out if they think that it's real or fake.
I think, yeah, you know, it could be real. If you think about
it's possible.
If you think about all the people who have, like, unfortunately passed away before their time due to, you know, after effects of usage of promethazine with codeine in it. I mean,
but they abused it, most of them.
They
used it for drugs.
I mean, it is a drug.
No, but use it for like...
Or like a recreational purpose.
Yeah, recreational. You know what I meant, Bradley.
No, maybe not high. Maybe like... What would you call that?
Yeah, for the lean or...
Is it
buzzed. Let's just say buzzed.
Buzzed?
Is buzzed or is it a high?
I don't think it's high.
I don't think it's a high because it's a downer.
But does a high also have to be an upper?
No.
Well, that's true.
So it could be a high. It's not alcohol.
But I wouldn't say high, though.
You say leaning. Down? Leaning. I think you're just leaning.
It's just leaning. Well, anyway, they use it for more recreational purposes.
Yeah, I just don't know.
But it definitely heals. It heals a lot of people from colds and stuff.
Yeah, but so does cough drops and NyQuil.
Yeah, there's definitely natural NyQuil. Remedies.
NyQuil. Yeah.
NyQuil.
DayQuil. True. NyQuil. Anytime I have a cold, I go DayQuil NyQuil. I just go buy a little pack of it.
I think DayQuil NyQuil.
Little pack. They like sell them at a combo.
Okay,
I forgot what I
travel size.
What I use.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it.
Well, if it's not DayQuil, NyQuil,
the T.
Thermaflu.
Theraflu. Yeah, Theraflu. I like Theraflu. Thermaflu.
Thermaflu.
I can't say anything. I said Tylenol. I'm talking about drinks.
I don't know. I mean,
Tylenol has liquid.
Let me ask you this: do you think it'd be a bad? It would be a bad thing if it was outlawed or banned or whatever.
Well, I wouldn't, I guess, I don't know what I would say about it because I don't know too much about it. If it would make a huge difference as far as actually curing people from their sickness or not. But if it wouldn't make a difference, then I would say why not? Yeah.
I mean, I think if it's helping people, you know, I mean, if it's being banned because people are dying from it because of the abuse to it.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's why it's being banned. Then I'm kind of for it. Now, I know we're from the city of the purple Sprite and, you know, candy paint, Texas plates, and all that good stuff.
You're wearing purple today.
I am wearing purple. I'm very Easter-y, kind of.
Still.
I like to hold on to Easter as long as I can.
Brad looks like Pastor Brad Gilmore right now.
Pastor Gilmore. Well, I will say this.
Pastor Gilmore?
No, I think, though, I think, you know, if it's killing people and people are abusing it, you know, ban it. What do you think, Monty? I think this might be a real story, though.
I think it could be real, but just for the simple fact that when I went to research about it, there wasn't much that came up on the internet, and I feel like that's something that
I feel like it was reported by TMZ is where it started.
I read when I saw it, it was a picture
of like Justin Bieber and Soulja Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone
that's why I feel like
that,
it could be.
I think
it could really be a hoax. I don't know, but let's see what the listeners think. What about that?
All right, we can throw it to him. All right, so what do y'all think? Call in right now to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
On demand.
All right, we got Jet from Houston on the phone. Jet, what do you think, man?
Okay, that's totally fake. Because why would they ban promethazine? Like, it's used for health purposes. I mean, some people do abuse it, but at the same time, you have people that actually need it for when they have, like, heavy coughs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but, and we were also thinking that, you know, that may be true, but, you know, there's other remedies for colds and such.
True, and I mean, it could be both. It could be true or fake, because, I mean, at the same time, people do abuse it, so... And I'm pretty sure they are seeing, like, a high risk of people, like, getting it prescribed and stuff and, like, abusing it and taking it when they don't need it.
Right.
So it could be either or. Like, you know how America is.
Yeah. Do you think that it could be just for a certain area and not nationally?
Yeah, it could be for a certain area because, you know, like, the pharmacies and stuff, like, they have, like, that whatever the health thing is, the CDC, like, you know, certain areas get, like, a certain percentage of medication and, like, right. prescribed drugs and stuff.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that, like, they have, like, a point where, like, promethazine is, like, sold heavily in that area, so they just may, like, cut off that
right.
particular people getting, you know, promethazine and stuff.
Right. And, well, I know that Houston's hoping that's not true, because we're going to have a lot of leaners and codeiners and promethazineers upset.
right. And so a little Wayne, he would be upset too. He'll make a straight up crazy song about it just because they took it away.
Exactly. Well,
they probably banned it because of him.
Right, exactly. You silly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jet, for your opinion and your call.
All right, guys. Now, here we're going to do. We're about to do it. We're about to transition to our interview with Miss Vari V. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Monty? You ready for the people to hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, here it is. Miss Vari V, Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. Dig it.
Yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. Go ahead, Monty.
You didn't
do it.
Hey,
you know what? I've been used to doing this by myself for a couple of weeks, Monty-less.
Excuse me. The first weekend? The first week
you're
I had
good.
An excuse.
You have an excuse. You get a pass. But.
Thank you.
We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand.
On demand.
There you go.
Hey.
And our guest, we have a guest today like we do every week. And guess what? She is promoting something that's very special, very near and dear to my heart, too.
And my heart.
And your heart. But you don't know, Monty. You don't know. You weren't there. You weren't
Excuse
there.
Excuse me. That's okay.
You were shooting in the gym.
Yeah, you weren't with me shooting in the gym.
The first year, wasn't I out of town or something? There was a reason.
Oh, it's always excuses. Anyway, I want to welcome our guest, Miss Vari V. How you
Hello.
Doing, Vari?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank
Vari,
you.
Me and you go way back.
We do.
And for some reason, we never got the chance to do this show. You were always doing something. You're always planning something.
Yeah.
She's
and you're
a
always busy.
Body.
She is a busybody.
Yeah.
And last year, the event we're talking about is Girl Power Pandemonium, which is May 4th.
May 4th.
Last Concert Cafe.
Yes, sir.
Which isn't too far from where we are now, right?
No, it's not. Actually, it's like around the corner.
Hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yes, sir.
That's an old school term. Hop, skip, and a jump. My dad would say down yonder. He still says that to this
down
day.
Down yonder?
He's such a country guy.
Country. So country.
You know, you just take a right down yonder. I'm like, okay. What are you talking about? Is yonder Avenue? Yonder Boulevard? I don't know. But anyway, Vari V., Girl Power Pandemonium is coming up. Tell us a little bit about what the event is for people listening.
Girl Power Pandemonium was created last year, and I wanted to make it an annual thing where all female artists get together, from dancers, vendors, poets, you know. You can't hear me?
Yeah, you know, you're good.
Okay.
Just hold it a little closer. You're good.
Okay, and basically an event where we can all come together and show off our talents, network our skills, our businesses, and actually have a good time. Last year, it was phenomenal. It was great. You were there. You helped with a lot. Thank you so much.
Last year was
Motai
tight.
Too.
Yeah, shout out to Motai. Who isn't here?
Yeah, he's
but
absent.
Last year was cool. Like
It was awesome.
I remember, I'll say that my personal story. I remember Vari calling me. She's like, I have this idea. It's called Girl Power Pandemonium. It's all female artists. And before she even said another thing, I'm like, I'm in. All right?
Yeah. You know,
I'm in. All right?
I think it's pretty dope. Yeah. Especially because women have a tendency to be very envious and we tend not to I'm really not an envious person, but I am a female and we tend to compete against each other rather than uplifting each other and building each other and moving together.
Right.
I feel like there's so much for everyone to eat. Like, I don't get why people, you know, knock other people's crafts. I mean, people put time and work and effort into their crafts as well. So I really appreciate that you're doing these type of things.
Why do y'all think that is, though? Why do you think that women like to or go for each other's necks a lot.
No one wants to see someone else shine better than them or harder than them. That's just the reality of it. But mm-hmm. with me, I just feel like that it's enough room for everybody. I just don't have that hateful bone in my body or that jealous bone in my body. You can sing better than me. I personally tell you, I'm not the best singer, but I'm a performer and right. I'm an artist and I create. So right. I own whatever it is that I am. I mm-hmm. own Vari V. So you can't compete with who I am and I can't compete with whoever you are.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's why this event was made to do that for Houston, to showcase. There's so much talent up out here. You guys know that. Yeah. It's a lot of talent. Lot. And we have rappers. We have young artists. We have Vinzeal and Charvet. I'm very excited about
Shout
them.
Out to Vinzeal.
Yeah,
Vinzeal.
I'm so excited about Vinzeal. Them. She's awesome. Yeah.
And then we have Miriam Echo, who's also an older R&B artist, soul, neo-soul. So she's done definitely
Her vocal range is insane and how she can, you know, mm-hmm. flip her voice around.
She does. Ooh. She just effortlessly does it.
Yes. And makes then we it look so easy.
Miss Ashley Amani as well. I'm personally a fan, so I make sure that I do, whenever I do something, I do invite her out.
Yes,
and
she
we
does.
Do. So
yes, she does.
It's going to be awesome.
And Kai Meyer's the host.
Kai Meyer is the host.
Look at that.
I'm actually
Miss Mikey's
excited about
gonna be
that,
there.
Too.
Mikey will be there.
Miss Mikey is going to be the honorable guest speaker of the night, and I'm actually excited about that, too, because she has a story. She's definitely worked her way up from Houston, you know, underground to being on a national star. So basically, what I wanted to do this year, different from last year, we actually had Hawk's wife.
Yes.
We had her speak last year, but I had the idea of what I wanted to do, but I didn't quite execute it the way that I wanted to last year. So this year, I wanted to make sure that I did that.
What yeah. happened last year? Why wasn't it exactly how you wanted it to? Walk
because
us through it.
Because I focused more so on the artists rather than actually getting speakers or people around to inspire the women in attendance.
But what you did was you built a foundation. So yes. that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I just wanted to make sure this year that I actually did have some speakers to speak to everyone and actually say some encouraging words, whatever it is, excuse me, that your testimony is, you know, you go ahead and speak it. So I have Miss Mikey.
Yeah.
And then I have another lady named Cashelle Kelly. I think she's a brand strategist and an ambassador. And then I also have this lady from Atlanta. I'm not familiar with her name. My aunt, which is actually my partner, she's the one who booked her for. So she's actually flying all the way from Atlanta to come and speak to the girls. So we have three speakers. And then we also have all lady DJs.
Look at this.
It's going to be awesome.
Hey, guys, I was there last year. I'm telling you, I had a ball.
Yeah, right? Of course you did.
I had a ball.
Bradley, it was nothing but women.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was $5, you call it.
Oh,
look at that.
So what about this year?
I hope they do $5 you call us. I have to talk to the menu.
I
don't want to do any false advertisement about that, but I hope so.
I need my drinks when I hit the stage.
But they have food, too. It's going to be good.
Now, you were telling me when we were walking up here, we're getting ready to do this, that you are actually going, after you leave here, mm-hmm. you're going to go rehearse for your stage show. And I know you've always put a lot into your stage show. I've seen you a million times dancing, rehearsing, practicing. Yes. I mean, why do you think, cuz to me, I don't think a lot of people put emphasis on their live performance, which is which is astounding to me. It's like that's like the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think? Why do you want to focus so hard on the live performance?
Because that's when everybody actually hears you. I look at this. Well, this go round, I haven't performed in a year. I have not performed in a year. After Girl Power Pandemonium last year, I had one more show, and that was the Hamptons in Houston. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I decided I wanted to take a step back. I focused on getting the Whip Me Up video done, and you know, because I was only working with so many people as a team, so it was like I was really doing too much for myself. So, So I haven't performed in all this time, and I wanted to make sure that I took a step back, realized what I want to do and how I want to do it. Honestly, I really was debating if I even wanted to do the concert, but I committed to everyone saying that it would be an annual event and that would be something that I do for the community, and I felt like I would be turning my back on everyone if I didn't do it. So I'm going to go ahead and do it, and as we are speaking about it, but with this show, it's more so going to be a testimony for me, because when you're an artist and you're actually performing, that is
your outlet,
you know? It's like there's no other feeling when you're on stage performing. You don't get that chance.
Exactly.
Not everybody get that chance, and let alone in front of a wide amount of people. So this year, this show, I just want people to feel me like they never felt me before. I usually focus so much on dancing and, you know, just going real hard. But this year, I'm going to actually give y'all some good music from old school to new school, from jazz to hip hop to everything. And I'm, for the first time ever, I'm singing with a band.
Oh. Took the band route.
Yeah, that's, I want
to
do that.
That's a smart choice. It brings it alive. Is that why you wanted to do that?
Yeah, I did. I'm really into jazz kind of music.
Yeah.
And I really wanted like a live feel with trumpets, you know, saxophone, nice drums. So yeah,
you wanted a full sound.
I wanted
a
full sound. Yes, definitely. I mean, I haven't performed in a year. I got a lot.
You got to put it out there.
I'm going to go in.
Now, I have a question because even though this is the first time she's on the show, correct?
Yes.
Since I've been here, obviously, too. I know you were on 106 in Park.
Yes.
And I want to know how that experience went for you.
That experience was very great for me. It actually opened my eyes up to what I could be and the people that I could actually influence, because there was a lot of children in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've said this so many times before, but I was only on stage for 2.5-3 minutes.
Right.
And within those 2-3 minutes, I really must have made an impression on the kids, because when it came time for them to announce the winner and they didn't announce me, one girl cried. And they were already calling me Houston. They kept calling me Houston. Aww. Houston won, but I got second place, although I really think I was supposed to win.
Of course.
We ain't gonna talk about that. But, you know, just to see how much their eyes lit up after I performed, even before I performed, and then afterwards, when we went out to the street, how they waited outside for me, it was like, wow.
Nice.
And then I had so many girls all over the world singing Walk On Them, which was the song that I performed.
Right.
And Houston backed me like no other. That was crazy. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah, Houston's gonna rock with you for
sure.
Yeah,
if you
sure.
do what you're supposed to do,
they will.
And
rock
you make
with
sure you grind. It don't matter who you are, where you come from. They gonna rock with you.
They're gonna rock.
But if you
with
ain't
you.
Doing nothing, then you ain't. They not gonna rock with you. Houston, mm-hmm. Houston definitely does that. So.
But was it,
I appreciated
it. I guess it was crazy to like walk in the building, right, and be backstage, and you're just kind of looking at everything that's going on. And it's just like, it's like a huge, I mean, you know, BET is a huge network, and 106 in Park is pretty much their flagship show.
Exactly.
So to be a part of that. Now you're a part of 106 in Park history forevermore. You've been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
What's another show? What's another show you want to go on?
Honestly, I don't know, because I'm not really I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't even want to go on 106 in Park. I said I wouldn't want to nationally compete, do none of that stuff like
you're
that.
Right.
But, I don't know. If anything, I would like to do some kind of reality show based around like my music when I'm like on, but until then, I'm staying away from television.
So what's your next immediate goals? What are you working on?
Right now, I'm focusing on my sound and my overall message.
Nice.
When I released Whip Me Up, I had got into a management situation, and they really wanted me to take a new route. You know, I was a redhead for the longest, so they changed my hair color. They wanted me to change my sound. They wanted me to take down all my videos, just basically erase whoever you thought you was as Vari V. But I feel like I've always naturally embodied an empowerment kind of image, or inspiring image, at least to women. That's how I always felt, because that's what I want to do. That's my goal. That's my mission. So in between this time of being in the studio, I've learned to actually not be so artificial, to actually sing about stuff that I go through and things that can actually inspire. So from here on, with me still recording, even after this event, I don't want to rush anything. I've never, every time I've rushed something without an actual plan of execution, I find myself being inconsistent because I can't follow through. So
you can't
this
rush
time,
perfection.
Thank you. You're so right. You can't do that. So after this,
you know how long it takes me to do my hair in the morning?
Shut up.
I can only imagine.
The bouffant.
The bouffant. She didn't forget.
But after this, I do want to, I finally have the name of my new EP, which is Power of the V.
Nice.
Ooh.
And
nice.
I don't have a release date, and I'm not going to say I have a release date. I'm just going to keep focusing on finishing it, and then once it's done,
then
everyone
you'll go
will
there.
Know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
But what?
Let's back up. We're not just going to run past
V.
Power of the V.
The V.
To be continued.
Double entendre right there. Whoa. And I will say, the V, I don't know what V I'm talking about, but the V does possess a certain power.
It does. Yes, it does.
I'm just saying. I'm
but
just putting
talking
that
about
up.
V. Vari V.
We're talking about V.
Brad's mind is elsewhere.
Vari V.
But that's the point. That's the point.
I feel you. I like it. I know. I'm buying what you're selling.
You got his little hair sticking up now.
Is it getting humid in this bitch? Okay, you don't have a release date for it now.
No,
but you
I
are
don't.
Now, this, correct me if I'm wrong, is going to be like your kind of big first release coming up.
Yeah, I've done a lot within the last 2 years, and Whip Me Up was the first single that I released, so this is going to be my first album that I actually released. So
now, nice. Whip Me Up. Whip me real good.
I
definitely was a fan of the record, and I was there when you shot the video. Tell me about the video shooting process. You shot with Orbitz, did it, right?
Orbit.
Love him.
I would say Orbitz did it.
Orbitz did it.
Yeah. How was that process for you? Because I know there's a lot going on.
That was really, really technical, but I pulled it off, and I really didn't have too much of a budget either. But everyone who came through definitely participated, and I wouldn't have been able to execute the idea the way I wanted to if it wouldn't have been for everyone, you included. Thank you so much, because I had this vision. I wanted 1920s, 1930s, Harlem Renaissance era. And
you really do like this jazz. Like,
yeah. She's a fan.
Throwback. That is yeah. What's yeah. Up. Yeah.
And everyone really made it what it was. I mean, I had so many dancers. I had so many makeup artists and hairstylists who, you know, helped support the video shoot. And it was just phenomenal, honestly. And I'm thankful that I got to shoot a vision of mine. I have many visions, but it's like,
the power of the V.
It costs so much, though. You have to have a big budget to do certain things. And I'm thank God that I got what I did done. Honestly, it was supposed to be like 3 more scenes in that video, but it didn't get done.
Yeah. But we would never know, because I saw the video and I thought it was pretty damn dope, to be honest.
That's right.
I thought it was really creative. Did you come up with the storyline? Because I know there was a storyline, too. It was really cute. You know,
but cool. It was good. It was good for what it was, but it's now the past, and it's done. With Me Up is done. It's on to new things and a new V, and I'm just ready.
It's always good to go to new V. You know what I'm saying? You can only stay on one V for so long.
She's revamped.
She's revamped.
Yes, that's a good word.
God.
Yeah, so many, I always tell people I'm revamped.
So many Vs going on. But Whip Me Up's in the past. The video's in the can. Power of the V coming up. Girl Power Pandemonium.
Oh, and I'm so sorry to interrupt. And I wish it wouldn't have been. I wish I hadn't have dropped it the way that I did. But my management told me to. And I shouldn't have. Let me tell you something. This is word of advice to whoever's listening, artists, whatever. If you have something on your heart or a music or a song that you want to push that. I can't cuss, huh?
You can push it.
Because that song was getting, it was behind commercials on 97.9. It was getting spent in Dallas, but I don't even know who. And I listened to my management. They told me to drop the song. But had I continued pushing it, there's no telling where that song could have been by now. Because a lot of people did like that song.
Yeah.
So if you have something, a song, whatever, I mean, definitely get some constructive criticism from unbiased people. But if you have a record, push that. Push it. Don't wait. Don't sit. Do what you're supposed to do.
And the constructive criticism should never stop you. Mm-mm. You could take it in for what it is. Mm-hmm. It may be good advice. Learn for it for next time. But if you are, I agree. Follow your heart.
Yes,
always.
Please do.
Always.
You're an artist. We are artists for a reason. We're supposed to follow our heart. Never conform to something other than yourself.
Someone
and I found myself
opinion.
Creatively stifled in between that time from my drop With Me Up to like up until 2014. I was like, oh my God, I don't even feel like myself. I'm not creating what I want to create. It's not the same, you know? So
right, exactly.
Definitely do what you want to do.
So you said you had falling out with your management. Do you have a current new manager, or are you kind of working on your own?
Myself.
Now what all goes into managing one's self? That seems like a hard task to do.
It's very hard.
It definitely is hard, especially when you're trying to do a concert and manage yourself at the same time. But I mean, I try to be superwoman. I've done it before, and I got a lot of things accomplished, and I'm gonna do it again. I still have people around me who help me the best way that they can.
Would you advise against management now, having been through a bad management situation?
I would definitely say have a manager who has the same vision as you and who's going to grind for it as hard as you. My last manager did grind hard, but we didn't have the same vision. And
exactly.
So in that case, it just didn't work. If you don't see how I see it, then it's not going to work. I'm entitled to how I want to run my career.
Yeah.
And I definitely did compromise a lot. I changed my hair. I took off my videos. I you know, did new music. I did a lot of things. But when it came to a point where it was like, okay, no, this don't look right. I'm not trying to do this. I don't settle. And that's right. what I chose to do. It doesn't matter how much money could be funded into me. I'm not settling for my career and my brand. And that's most important.
Don't do it, mommy. No. Now, I do want to ask you this. You do have an entrepreneur of a mother, right?
Yes, I do.
So do you get a lot of advice about business decisions yes. and things like that from her?
Yes. My That's mom, awesome. Her name is Ramona. She owns Diva Dolls Closet and Diva Dolls Hair Studio, who's also one of the sponsors for the Girl Power Pandemonium event. She nice. Was just a vendor last year, but she decided to actually help me fund it this year, which is awesome.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah. Hi, mom. Love ya. but yeah, she's definitely a woman who has been through a lot. She had me at 17. Wow. And she didn't know everything. She made a lot of bad decisions coming up. But once she got older and got into her business mindset and made herself established, she basically laid the foundation for me to follow in her footsteps. I mean, I'm still young. I make mistakes. I make a lot of wrong decisions.
Do.
But
all do.
It's good to have a support system that's going to definitely keep me grounded
right.
so I can, you know, learn how to get back up when I fall.
I'm so excited that I got to talk to you finally about, you know, the industry and your yeah. music and stuff
Thank
like that
because
we've seen each other, we've bumped yeah. into each other, we've known each other a while from PV yeah. and different things like that, so I'm really glad we
did. Everybody go
today.
To PV?
I went to Prairie View like fall semester, then I left.
Yeah, one semester.
One semester, but
yeah,
I
knew her for that one semester.
It was cool. It was cool. We all one big family. Hi.
Look who's here. Look who's here. DJ Motai has finally entered the studio. You have to go make hugs with everybody. I'll
Hi,
talk
Motai.
To you later, Motai.
Brad's here,
fist
mad
bump,
at you.
Fist bump. Don't touch
Brad's
the
Brad's mad at you.
I already touched you. I'm sorry, I keep sniffing into
it's
the,
okay.
the microphone.
It's okay. But you're a little under the weather, right?
Yes.
But it's not stopping you. Look at this,
Mommy. She's still grinding.
She's still out here on
What's
the grind.
What's up? Girl power.
Girl power.
Girl power pandemonium. So, yes. Okay, run through the artists one more time. Who's all performing?
You know what?
Get it out, girl. I know there's a lot.
Okay, so from the top.
Oh, look at that. She got a little fly.
I need some of those.
Yes, you do. I have some. But from the top. So it's presented by Boston Situations and V's Up Entertainment, which is myself, my company. You have Sabrina Antoinette, which is Chris Brown's artist.
Shout out to Sabrina.
Awesome.
Forgot to mention her. She's the one I'm very, very, I'm excited about everyone.
Have you seen her perform before?
Yes, at Debonair Lounge.
She's so dope.
She's awesome.
Yes, she's really, really good. But Sabrina, just Brittany.
Shout out Just Brittany.
Just Brittany.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have the most awkward picture of Just Brittany and I in the entire world. It doesn't look right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that picture.
Keep going, though. Who else you got?
You have myself, other artists. You have an artist from Dallas who's actually just a special guest. Her name's B. Simone. She's really, really good. She's going to come all the way from Dallas to come out.
Oh, she's the one who kind of looks like Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her.
She's running with that like type of image, bringing Aaliyah back.
She does parodies, too. She's real funny.
Yeah.
So she does everything.
She
does like
funny.
Comedy, hair. She sings.
She just
does everything.
She's
so
phenomenal.
It's
cool.
Just awesome that I got to connect with her so she can come out here because she does have a large following on Instagram. So I know she has some fans out here. So, that'll be good for a lot of people to meet her, actually.
Right.
And for myself, it'll be my first time meeting her, too. So we have Ashley Imani. Go, girl.
Woo-ha.
We have Charvet. Venziel, as we said. Miriam. We have Darian, which is a hip-hop artist out here. Bee Honey. Sheba. Lana Fame. Uzi. Ariel Star. Queen of SDS. Jelly. Royalty. Troublesome. Surreal. Miss Mai. So you got a little bit of
Troublesome
everything.
Before. She's cool. She got some bars on her.
Yeah, she
Go,
does.
Girl.
She was actually on the Nothing But a H Thing track that I did, the June 27th one.
Yes.
So.
Oh, nice.
Which you were supposed to be on, too.
I was out of town.
I know. You that's what I'm saying. I always reach out to Ashley, but it's cool.
But
we now.
Got
but
it now. We got it now. Yeah, we got it together. Yeah, we're doing it.
Kai Myers hosting it from Channel 39. We
My
have
favorite.
DJ Fancy from 97.9, DJ Superstar, who is also on BET Master of the Mix, DJ Honeybee. It's just a lot of
she
girl power going
all
on.
Out, all out this year. Let's
yeah,
make,
I wanted to.
So
I was
happen.
Like, I'm bringing all the girls. Hell, the guys do it when they have like the starting five.
Yeah,
they
do.
DJ Mr. Rogers, DJ Heisey, all the DJs. Hell, why the females can't do it? We
exactly.
can do it too. So.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey, I'm
Turn
more
up.
Power to you. Hey,
Brad's not knocking. He's like, hell yeah.
I'm not knocking the females. Yo. Yeah, I'm going to buy my ticket today.
Ooh, that somebody's gonna get in trouble.
Hey, don't talk. Whoa, Monty, we're doing something here. Anyway,
Varvi, I appreciate you coming by. So when can? Yeah, I know you told us we can't expect the Power of the V anytime soon, or you're not going to say the date.
Yes.
But can we expect any maybe leak song, anything, anytime? You're going to perform new music at the show?
Yes, I am.
Look at that.
Woo!
Oh, I'm going to bring a recorder. I'm going to bootleg it live.
And I'm performing
performance.
One of your personal favorites.
Uh-oh.
That Feeling Good.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
So they can follow you at Vari V.
At Vari V on and all your social networks.
Where can they get tickets for Girl Power Pandemonium?
Girlpowerpandemonium.eventbrite.com.
And make sure you go. How much are tickets?
$10 right
Ten,
now.
That's it?
That's it.
$10. Go get this right now. Sabrina Antoinette, Just Brittany, Vari V, Ashley Imani, DJ Superstar, Miss Mikey, hosted by Kai Meyer. Also, Vinzio's performing. I'm looking forward to all these performances.
Yes.
It's going to be such a great day. Girl Power Pandemonium, May the 4th, Last Concert Cafe.
Make
sure y'all get there. And that's girlpowerpandemonium.eventbrite.com.
.com.
Thank you, Vari, for coming through.
Thank
I know you're under the weather.
Me.
So finally, Vari V's on here. Hey, DJ Motai.
DJ Motai.
Y'all tune in next week. Thanks, Vari.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.